Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lori Lorenz with the Tulip Time Steering Committee joins us on today's program to talk about the upcoming nomination process for the 2021 Tulip Queen and Royal Court. Well, Lori, it's hard to believe it's that time of year again, especially with all the craziness that's happened the last 6 months or so. But we are getting ready to crown another Tulip Queen, which I imagine has to be very exciting for you and the entire Tulip Time Steering Committee and the Queen's Announcement Party Committee. First of all, what does it mean to be back and planning for another event this coming November and to be getting ready to crown that next Tulip Queen?
Well, it's hopefully a fresh start. It might look a little different than what we think it's going to, but we hope that we can get back on track. So we're looking forward to a new season.
Well, and everything's going to start kicking off on September the 16th. There will be public nomination forms. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the nomination process and what they need to have ready on the 16th when they see that form, either in the town crier or on our website.
Right, and there's going to be one other spot that they can get the nomination this year, and that will be through the Pella Historical Society. There will be something in the Windmill Weekly that they can nominate. And then later on, there will be ballots that they can pick up. There's going to be limited, so per person, they can only pick up so many ballots at the Windmill also. That way, we have a couple different options for picking up ballots. But on the 16th, they need to have ready, they need to be thinking about girls that live in the Pella Community School District. So their address must be within that district in order to be eligible. And somebody that would represent Pella in a very positive light, somebody that is outgoing, that would be a great ambassador for our city. Other requirements are that they are a high school senior, that they are 17 years old by May 1, 2021. They are unmarried and they live with a parent or legal guardian. So think of your friends, neighbors, relatives. We have a lot of fine girls out there that would do a great job.
Just a clarifying point, they have to live in the district borders, but they can be a senior at Pella Community, at Pella Christian, or a homeschool student.
You are correct. You are correct.
So just wanted to clarify that. So September 16th is when the nomination form is out, and then they have until the 29th to get that in, and then kind of talk about what that next step is as we flip the calendar to October.
So on the 29th, ballots will be picked up. Marion County Bank will... They close at 4:30, so just a reminder that if you take your ballot there, to be there by 4:30. Otherwise, other ballot boxes are picked up at 5 o'clock. We collect the ballots, we contact the girls, and at that point, it is in their hands. Sometimes people will say, well, I nominated a certain girl, but she didn't show up in the paper. That's because she has not made the commitment or doesn't feel comfortable with it. So we want the girls to want to do it as badly as you want them to do it. And so they have to have a passion for it also. So we will, at that point, put all the nominations that have signed the consent form and turned in their information into the paper on October 14th. And it will be in the Town Crier. It will be on KNIA KRLS. And they can pick up ballots, like I said, at Pella Historical or use the Town Crier. Those will be the only ballots that will be accepted. There will not be any copies accepted. So we want to make sure that we do things in a way that is fair for all. And so that's how we're going to handle it. At that point, the town will vote and they will vote for three girls off of that list, and when they vote for them, then they have only a week in between when the nominations are put in the paper and when the ballot boxes are picked up, because the ballot boxes are picked up a week later on the 20th of October. So it's important to, as soon as that nomination, the nominations get out to vote, and I know many times I've had my ballot sitting on the counter, and at the last minute, I'm rushing to the ballot box. So, and then at that point, the top 12 that are voted on will be put in the paper the next week on the 28th. And then at that point, it's all up to the girls. There's no more voting. The girls will have a stage presentation on the 14th of November at Pella Christian High School. And they will do a presentation and interview process where there will be 30, 35 judges to evaluate them and pick our new Tulip Queen.
Which is all very exciting, and we will, at the very least, have radio broadcast of that coming up on the 14th. A lot of plans yet to be determined for that event. And I just want to remind people, too, for the ballot boxes, so the nominations, obviously, and then for both rounds of voting, remind our listeners where the ballot boxes will be.
They will be at both grocery stores, Fairway and Hy-Vee. They will be at Marion County Bank, and they will be at Pella Historical at the Windmill.
Well, and I imagine, Lori, as we talked about in the top, this is just a very exciting time of the year. And I have to imagine it's fun once again to get see some of the best of our high school girls and have that opportunity to be the top representative for Tulip Time.
We are amazed every year at the talent and the hearts of these girls. We are thankful for all of them that put their name out there and are willing to take on this job. But we just are very blessed with some very mature and talented girls in this community. And we look forward to seeing which ones are up this year.
The nomination process once again starts next week, and official ballots can be found at kniacableless.com. The 12 Tulip Queen finalists will be announced on 92.1 Cableless in late October and will lead up to the annual Queen's announcement party at Pella Christian High School on Saturday, November 14th. 92.1 Cableless is the official radio station of Tulip Time. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.